Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting second, the second baseman, Dick Green. Batting third, the shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second, the left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third, the right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth, the catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball four. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Charles moves to second. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a line drive towards short. Virals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Virals reaches second base with a double. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Virals moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Virals tags and scores. One out. It's Athletics, 1, Twins, 1. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. There goes Valdespino. The throw from Bryan to Causey, and Valdespino is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball four. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter bunts towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Kindle covering, for the out. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Green takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive towards right. Oliva catches it and throws to first to double up Green. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 1 in the game. Valdespino hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0 for 1 in the game. Brian hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Brian reaches second base with a double. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brian moves to third. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 0 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Hall goes all the way around to score. Batty moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Allison now playing left field. Sandy Valdespino now playing right field. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry bunts towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Kindle moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hunter. Kindle scores. Perry moves to third. Verhals moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 2 in the game. Valdespino is walked intentionally. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perry scores. Verhals scores. Valdespino moves to second. It's 5-1, Twins. Jim Dixon now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brian for a passed ball. Valdespino moves to third. Allison moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher is walked intentionally. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Twins. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahl hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Dave Boswell now pitching. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kindle strikes out. Bryan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kindle out. One out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Green takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Allison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bryan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stahl hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Randy Schwartz pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Jim Landis pinch hits for Randy Schwartz. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Jose Tartabull. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Landis moves to second. It's Athletics, 5, Twins, 5. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. John Wyatt now pitching. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mincher moves to second. Ted Uhlander pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mincher scores. Rollins moves to second. It's 6-5, Twins. Rich Reese pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Don Mossy now pitching. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Rich Reese. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Uhlander moves to second. It's 7-5, Twins. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Verhulst hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Uhlander moves to third. Nosek moves to second. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Valdespino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing second base. Bill Plice now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Plice fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. he's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Rene Lachman pinch hits for Billy Bryan. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.